Yeovil Football Club had a liaison with Westlands that if they brought the players down there, Westlands would give them a job. And later on I worked in the blade shop where Ernie Ash was working. He was an ex-Yeovil player, and he was brought in by that method. And Marcel O'Donnell, who finished up as the physio at Yeovil Football Club, I believe he was brought in that way as well. Another guy I remember meeting in a pub, George Murr. He was in Yeovil Football Club, and he worked for Westlands. It attracted a lot of good players for Yeovil Football Club, that's for sure.
I suppose on a Monday morning you got a full match report, did you? These chaps,
I heard about it. But
only if they won the game.
I wasn't really interested in it, you know. And footballers tend to stick together. And I was a sort of outsider, which I didn't mind because I wasn't too interested in football and such like.
But it was a nice tie-up, wasn't it, that between the football club and the local employer? Oh, and a good way to get players down from all over from the north and places like that.
Oh definitely, yeah, definitely. And I believe in those days that there was a good support for Yeovil Football Club. And I guess it was because they used to get good players, very good players, into the club by means of offering a job at Westlands.